Community gardens across Anchorage are buzzing with activity this summer. 12 new gardening plots have popped up in the Fairview area, built with help from a youth employment program. Alaska Public Media's Henry Leisha has been visiting community gardens across the city to learn how Anchorage Parks and Recreation is working to meet the needs of Alaska gardeners.
On a recent cloudy afternoon, David Parrish yanks weeds from a patch of dirt where he's been growing strawberries. He gardens barefooted, admiring an impressive harvest at a nearby plot run by a couple.
They fertilize like crazy. They've got something brewed up. I don't know what it is. And it just goes bananas. So yeah, I mean, you learn a lot from other people just by walking around, even if you don't ever see them.
Parrish maintains two plots at a community garden in Midtown, one of four such gardens run by Anchorage's Parks and Recreation Department. He has managed to reserve plots the past 5 years, but that is exceptionally lucky. Across the city, demand for plots is roughly twice the amount that's available, which has created long wait lists for would-be gardeners. Parrish says he would like to see more gardens closer to where he lives.
It's here and some places on the east side. There's none on the south side. There's none on the west side. So I think that would be the improvement, is more options.
Parks and Rec is working to provide more gardening spaces. At East 8th and Carluck, near the Fairview neighborhood, a group of teenagers has been busy building 12 new raised beds. The work crew is part of Youth Employment in Parks, or YEP, a program that hires Anchorage teens to complete park improvement projects.
All right, guys, one more!
Margaret Timmerman, the community garden coordinator for Anchorage Parks and Rec, was on site to supervise construction of the new beds. She says that instead of creating new gardens in other areas of Anchorage, she is focusing on expanding the number of plots at existing gardens.
You know, Field of Dreams, we will build it and they will come. You really have to make sure that's going to happen.
Although the municipality owns over 11,000 acres of parkland, it can be difficult to find areas that have the right combination you need for a successful community garden. Decent growing conditions with access to water and public transportation. 2 years ago, a professor at the University of Alaska in Anchorage created a community garden survey to help the Parks and Rec Department understand residents' needs. The results showed that the greatest need exists in East Anchorage, where there's less space for private gardens next to people's homes. But the east side of town is where most of the city's community gardens are already located. According to Professor Shannon Donovan, who ran the survey, there's still a high demand from residents in the south and west parts of town, where many homes do have space for private gardens.
The city kind of needs to decide if they want to do both, look in putting in gardens in places where there aren't as many versus putting in more gardens where there's been a real need and interest expressed.
Then there's the issue of funding.
Most of the people who rent garden plots, it's about $25 a year, right? So it's not covering the cost.
Cook Inlet Housing Authority, Anchorage Community Land Trust, and Catholic Social Services currently manage and maintain three of the city's community gardens, which cuts costs for the municipality. Donovan says that these kinds of partnerships are essential for expanding the number of community gardens. Soon, a sizable dent will be made in the wait list for community garden plots. Anchorage Parks and Recreation recently received a federal grant to help develop Muldoon Town Square Park in East Anchorage. Next year, they plan to build a community garden with 50 plots in the new park. In Anchorage, I'm Henry Leisha.